Hi there, I'm K-Town, and on this edition of Mysterious Radio. Now, Harold, I have to ask you this. This is a prime place to ask you. I was going to ask you later, but for one, before I do ask you this next question, I did notice that CERN had a deity, the deity of destruction, as their corporate mascot, which is very ominous, and people should pay attention to what they're doing. But I want to ask you about this ascension that many spiritualists are talking about. Is this real? And if it is this mankind's escape from this hellish world we live in?
Good question. Observed a lot of... So I would not be surprised if some of the solutions we need will come in any case, because everything who is not in the biological shape to survive higher frequencies or higher energy density, you would just die of a stroke or a heart attack or of cancer. You know, these are the three typical diseases that occur if you're not aligned, your true being. So yes, I guess things are coming to kind of solution on cosmic level. But I don't know. This is just a subjective feeling. There are people who measure things, but I don't trust all measurements. What I would say, it cannot be a mistake if we take care of ourselves. You know, there are so many mistakes kind of still hanging in the system. And even if the ascension comes kind of by the planet or by decision of higher spheres or God or whatever, all the people who still are trapped in this black magic, transhumanistic, low vibrant torture energy universe, they will have a hard time to survive this thing. So they might as well ascend out of their own power, because if they don't, they will be left behind. So whether we make it out of our own thoughts, out of our own powers, out of our own will, and clean up the mess we create, and then ascend, or whether the ascension is coming, and those who do not clean up their mess will just die, it doesn't make a big difference. Not for the individual. It's time to clear up, because the ascension will not do the job for you. If you do the job, you can survive. If you don't do the job, the way it's just going to overrun, and then you will have some medical problems. And as I know, the universities and the hospitals, they very, very precisely know how to make money out of disease, but they have no clue to keep. So from this corner, I wouldn't expect any. It's about cleansing your body. It's about cleansing your spirit. And this needs to be done in self-responsibility. There's no other way to. But from my perspective, there's no other way to survive the coming. And I'm not trying to fear mom. No, I can say this out of full love, because I see what is coming. I feel what is coming. I see how many people get sick because they don't take care of themselves. And it's just fact, you know. It's a matter of fact. Whoever doesn't take care of himself because he loves himself gets into trouble. And as far as concerns me, I can easily say, wow, you know, just another good argument to take care of myself. This is what I wanted to do all my life in any case. So now there's a little bit more pressure. Okay, no way around that. I have to do it now because the clock is ticking. So I'm doing it now, and everybody else can start doing it as well. from any position he is located at the moment, which means to stop eating the industrial crap they feed us, to stop taking the industrial medications that make us sicker, to stop vaccinations, to start taking care of your spirit. Innerly, we're a mess. When I started to take care of myself, I had like five different voices in my head, talking partly against each other. This was a mess. Now I know myself, because I put some attention to who I am and what is inside of me and what not. And the ego finally is gone. I finally lost the ability, I don't have this entity chatting 24/7 in my head, making comments whether it's been asked or not. It's quiet now. And when I talk, it's me talking through my heart. This is how we were created. And nothing is left of this for most of the Western people. They are full with ego and full with demons. And I'm not talking about the spiritual term demons, although it's the same, actually. I'm talking about the biotechnological demon created with the genetically modified fungi that grow in our intestines. This is biotechnology. We have a fungus with a secondary genetic cluster, and this secondary genetic cluster, it is a wild crossover of all kinds of species, is creating bioenergetic entities with high consciousness connecting to the AI. Just a part of the black magic technology. And it's been there for ages. If you want to know about the quality, if you go back to the original scripts about the seven deadly sins described in Christianity, you realize actually it was eight sins, not seven, and it was not sins, but it was demons. And the original text, precisely in the tradition of Jesus, is describing how demons take control over your chakras if you do not take care about your inner health. This is what it's all about. And today we know how these demons are created because we can sequence the DNA in the lab and realize, oh, this is like 60% fruit fly, 25% worm, and 40% human DNA in T-junction design. Multiplied by a slime fungus in your lower intestines, the result is a snake demon, the same snake that already talked to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Paradise. And this is actually biotechnology created with a slime, molder slime fungus, with a secondary genetic cluster. And this is what we call autism today. Autistic children are factories to produce snake demons in their intestines. This is hell on earth, and we created this because we always decided to take the easy way and to rather be blinded or take the little profit offered by the black magicians. And this is how they manipulated our world step by step until we have today.
Unbelievable. I want to ask you, do you believe this ascension happened to the Mayan civilization?
Possibly. I don't know. I have no clue. I know quite a bit about concepts of consciousness, that actually the real reality is vibration. And it's vibrational in 1D. The first thing appearing in our reality is the event horizon that is 2D. And the event horizon is projecting the 3D space, curved 3D space. This is how reality is built. So on the very basic, it is vibrational one dimension where things really happen. So we live in an illusion projected from this lower dimension, root or source. And a major role in this projection actually is the DNA. The DNA is like by size, frequency, and weight is a central knot of the entire fractal we call our universe. This is something that was discovered by global scaling, that if you take everything you can measure and project it into a logarithmic realm, you find harmonic patterns. And it's like a sign that triples frequency. So you have basically one mother sign, and the crossing point, the middle point of this sign is DNA. So DNA seems to be something actually not from this world, something that origins from this 1D source code and projects itself into the reality. It's not biochemistry. It's something higher dimensional. Finds its place within the illusion itself. And DNA projects consciousness, and consciousness establishes 3D reality. We create reality by observing. This is what quantum physics knows since like 80 years. But it is real. There is nothing except of observation. When we observe, we see reality. Seeing it means creating it. Because actually, the observed thing and the observer is one and the same. So it wouldn't be a miracle. I'm giving this background because when you talk about ascension, it sounds like a miracle. Actually, it's not. If a group of people is so similar in vibration and so unsimilar to the rest of the people, you just create a cat and this planet splits into two. You open a new timeline and some of the people go one way, one down one timeline, and the other people with a different mindset that desperately want to create a different reality, they go down a different timeline. And then out of the perspective of one group of people, the other group disappears. This is what the physics behind the term is ascension. And it might happen again. I don't know if it happened with Mayan people, but from physics, this is a possible concept to split realities into different timelines within a multi-layered, multi-timeline 4D. And it might happen again. Possible that part of humanity goes down as cyborgs into perpetual wars in outer space, leaving our own planet destroyed back at home. And other people just get rid of all this black magic crap and live in a paradise garden again on the planet Earth. Possible that we split and both timelines will continue in their own quality. But it actually doesn't matter so much because every individual, nobody of us will ever experience a crack in the timelines. We will just, like we dream a reality during nighttime. There are collective dreams that we all dream as a collective. And this is 100% in synchronicity with everything. So we will dream one dream. Everybody will dream one reality with all its fellow humans. And you will not observe a crack or a disappearing people or anything. There is always coherence in the dream, or in the collective dream that we call it. So, you know, I'm talking this way because everything you mentioned that comes from outside as an outer force or trigger or whatever, it's victimizing us. You know, we are ascending, waiting for something to happen. No, it's not about waiting. It's about being active. It's about doing things. If somebody does nothing, nothing will happen in his reality. So you know, when things like ascension or maybe a decision of the planet to ascend and take over humans with them, maybe this happened, yes, but it happens in coherence, in synchronicity with the decisions of humans that needed to be made. And if we don't make decisions, nothing will change. Then just the clock is ticking, and the path at the moment is self-destruction. So I would always say, make your decisions, open your eyes, become conscious, stop staring at the fake realities offered to us, like the fake science that is caught in 3D, the fake games we are playing, the easy to understand, the victim and persecutor. Do you say persecutor, perpetrator in psychology? It's this game where you have the savior on the third end as well. This is what we are offered to do day in and day out. Identify with the victim, identify with the villain, or the one who takes responsibility. This bad one always believes that he's saving everybody else. You know, look at our new world order. They kill 90% of humanity because they want the planet to survive. Full stop. This is our new world order, and they actually do believe that they're doing the right thing because this is the quality of this world they play. And what we need to realize is that there's no escape from a gaming level. If you want to escape from a gaming level, you need to stop playing. So if you're a victim, you need to stop to be a victim. If you're a savior, you need to stop to be a savior. And if you're violating other people, you should stop violating other people. And the same with politics. You know, all hierarchical games, military, companies, politics. It's just avoiding self-responsibility. It's a victim game. This is what comes out if some of the people want to play victim. You know, in politics, we go to vote every 4 years. Yeah, and we've got the villain and we've got the savior. And of course, we vote for the savior out of our own perspective. The stupid thing is that both decisions keeps us being the victim, whether we are saved or we are violated. It doesn't stop the game. And all, these are all those things that need to be stopped innerly by people. This is just spiritual practice. Analyze your daily life. If you actually stand up in the morning and the first thing you do is getting angry at somebody because you need this kick of energy to survive the day, then you're on the perpetrator end of the triangle. If you like to tell people what to do, if you preach, if you question, or if you hurt, then you're on the perpetrator side. If this is happening to you and you have a feeling there's no way out and you don't have the power and the knowledge to decide for yourself and your voice is going like a little bit weak, then you're the victim. But it's your decision to be a victim. If you want to stop to be victimized, stop being a victim. Yeah? And the worst one is the savior who is keeping the victim in his completely hopeless position because he wants to be important. You know, stupid games. We're playing this day in, day out, turning ourselves around in this triangle, getting nowhere. Yeah, and what we created with this is politics, is our monetary system. Everything is based on these stupid games. If you look at the core, this is something else that is really exciting, the core myth, the initiation myth of humanity. Originally, it was like the 13-year-old boy is exposed to his fears and to danger to become an adult. He manages to deal with his fears and becomes a fully responsible adult. If you look at Hollywood myth, you have the savior as a hero who is fighting against the perpetrator to save the victim, to get adult. But all you do is you kind of drag this projection of your early childhood into adulthood. No, the savior is the shadow mother role, the victim is the shadow child role, and the perpetrator is the shadow father role. Perverted roles of childhood that take control of your life if you don't get initiated, if you don't become an adult person. And all our myths that should turn us into adult people, all they do is kind of take in this poison of this triangular game and make us play these stupid roles that make sure that we never get adult. How stupid can you be to follow this path? But look at Hollywood. If you take a course in script writing, they tell you this is the way you make a good film. This is because Hollywood is owned and ruled and directed by black magicians who exactly know what they do. So if you keep running to the cinemas, this is what you get. If you do the real thing, I'm talking to an American audience, if you go to the Red Indian people and make an initiation with them, they'll put you in a cave for a week without food and nobody to talk to, and then you will realize who you are, and then you will be able to become an adult. This is how you do. Not by playing the savior, as Hollywood suggests. And in a way, all these things, they fit together like power wheels of a huge machine driving us exactly into one. And the trick is that they create a problem, and they offer the solution, and we do not realize, because the solution for that moment is free. We do not realize that together with the solution, we inhale the next pulse. This is how it works. It's pretty simple. They have two tricks. If you want to understand the basic tricks, it's create a problem and offer the solution. Trick number one. Trick number one. Divided. This is one of the things that they need to savior, victim, perpetrator game to manipulate us into this division they need to rule us. It's always the same. Politics is a brilliant projection of divide and rule. Create two parties where you control both sides and let people vote. How funny. Call it democracy. They call it crap. Because it is crap. Because there is no choice. All you do is giving away your voice to become a lifelong victim of people who then inject vaccines into the veins of your children and do other nasty things, killing millions of people. So, in a way, the only fair thing they do is actually everything is visible. We have the courage to have a close look at things. Everything is at least published once and visible. And this is how they kind of try to avoid bad karma. They tell us in advance what they do. And if we still run into the trap, it's our fault. And in a way, they're right. Yes, it is our fault.
Harold, thank you very much for sharing your research and your thoughts on what's going on. I personally think we all should be very, very concerned about it. And like I said before, Harold does have a book that he co-wrote with Sarah, Sierra St. Louis. It is available on Amazon.com, and it's called Dangerous Imaginations, Silent Assimilations. I will have it linked up on the Mysterious Radio website. Harold, please take a moment to tell my listeners where they can find more information about you and your research.
If you just overcome fears and look at things like things are, life is turning into something extremely beautiful. You might lose friends or those people who do not want to follow that path, but you find new friends. And it's becoming an extremely exciting adventure, full of love, full of power, full of joy. Because finally, you start to deal with things that are finally real. And once you taste it, a real life, it's completely impossible to go back to all these fake stories. They entertain us. Because actually, the entire life people live are fake stories manipulating us into directions we don't want to go and keeping us busy. So the other side is, it's not something to be scared of. It's something that I bet everyone wants to be. If people would know what expects them, there would be no question whether they start moving or stay in this paralyzed thing. So I would say, yes, we all should start moving. And one important thing when you start moving is to make your own point in finding the truth. There's no one delivering the entire story. I just discovered certain aspects, and I talk about certain aspects, and I'm sharing things. Everything I find out is on my former business website. It's aquarius-technologies.de. And the main site is in German, but most of the publications are in English. So if you go to Veröffentlichungen, this is the button, you will find the English publications. And this covers the medical part, how to get healthy again, to become healthy, how to detox, how to avoid all these lifestyle disease and all these things. There is the research on transhumanism, there's the research on chemtrails. Everything you want to know, as far as I could research, is available on that site. But the important thing is, every human is unique, and every soul is born with a story he wants to live. And the most important thing is not to follow me or follow others. The important thing is to follow yourself. And to be able to do this, you need to discover yourself. And to discover yourself, you need to remove all the crap that was implanted inside of you. First thing, the ego is most important. So this is just the start of a journey to yourself. And this is something you do with yourself, for yourself. And you can get inspired by other people, but nobody can take responsibility for such a thing. So this is something everybody should know from the very beginning. Inspiration is out there. I'm trying to inspire. But your responsibility is and will always be with yourself. Because this is how we actually recreate. And everything that doesn't look like this is a game that somebody implemented to this. So self-responsibility is the solution. Yeah, this is the moment where I try to get to before disconnect.
Wonderful. That was great. Message was well received. And Harold, I appreciate your time once again for coming on Mysterious Radio.
To find out more about our guest and all others, please visit our website at mysteriousradio.com. And I want to give special thanks to our co-creator and executive producer, Kim Kyle, who brought this show to you today. And working hard behind the scenes, our team of four, I want to thank them as well. Follow us on social media and share the show with others that may like the subjects that we cover. I am your host, K-Town, and you're listening to Mysterious Radio.